This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the COVID vaccine mandate takes effect today for New York City teachers and staff. Mayor Bill de Blasio gave a, quote, final warning to the city's roughly 148,000 public school staffers. And I know this topic really kind of divides people, and not just into two. I think there are many people out there, right or left, who are really upset that COVID did what it did, even though it really wasn't COVID. It was the public officials that decided to do the lockdowns and all that. But, you know, the blame has been always centered on COVID. So some people, they really are mad at COVID. They're not mad at China, but I get it. They're mad at COVID per se, the virus, and they don't want COVID coming back. So I get that. And vaccination seems to help. Vaccination seems to be doing a fairly good job keeping people out of the hospital. So they're like, just everybody get the mandate. Then you have some that say, look, you know, I like the vaccine, but nah, I just don't. Somebody doesn't sit right, you know, with forcing people. If you want it, you want it. If you don't want it, you don't want it. Then you have others that say, okay, no, hell no. I don't want anything to do with this vaccine. I don't want anything to do with COVID. I want it all staying away from my body. And then you have others that say, I just want to wait. I'm not really excited about the vaccine yet. You know, I don't like COVID, but I want my natural immunity. So you see, you know, I mean, there's so many different spectrums you can fall into. Well, parents are mixed because they don't want their kids going to school and getting COVID. Kids have died of COVID. Not as many as flu, but kids have died of COVID. So you have parents out there saying, look, if my kid's going to go back, I want to know it's safe. My only problem with that is a vaccinated individual can still give your kid COVID because they could still carry it. And so I know we're trying to have a completely sterile room where there's not one little virus particle circulating around, but we have evidence that the virus will still infect COVID-vaccinated people. And so, you know, teachers, parents are mixed. So as of today, New York City teachers and other school staff members are supposed to be vaccinated against COVID as the bell is ringing for Monday morning. It is one of the first school district mandates in the country requiring employees to be inoculated against the virus. Now, other school districts do also have these mandates, but New York started earlier than a lot of them. And Mayor Bill de Blasio gave his final warning. The city said they plan to bring in substitutes where needed. Apparently, they say they have plenty of vaccinated substitutes. All right? Unvaccinated employees will be placed on unpaid leave and not be allowed to work this week. So, New York City is not offering a remote option for schools. Kids have to go to school. Now, I believe there are religious exemptions. I think there are certain vaccine exemptions, medical exemptions you could still get. But for the most part, de Blasio said 90% of their Department of Education employees have received at least one vaccine dose, including 93% of teachers and 98% of principals. They said the vaccination mandate in the nation's largest school system does not include a test-out option. But it does allow for medical and religious exemptions. It was supposed to go into effect last week, but was delayed when a federal appeals court granted a temporary injunction. An appeals panel reversed the decision 3 days later. Now, Los Angeles's is going to go into effect, but not for another, I think, 11 days. Mark Cannizzaro, president of the Council of School Supervisors and Administrators, said that despite a surge in vaccinations last week, some principals cannot find enough staff to replace the unvaccinated workers. Cannizzaro said, while we're thankful that the percentage of vaccinated staff has increased system-wide since the deadline was extended, there are still too many school leaders that have been unable to find qualified substitutes for Monday. So the promise that there would be plenty didn't hold. Teachers, school employees are suing. You know, it's very frustrating to me, and we're going to be talking about some of the side effects, some of some of the side effects that have been brought up, now revealed even more. And, you know, I'm torn. You know, we already vaccinate, you know, kids for school, and we, you know, already, have, you know, these kind of these, rules that restrict people based on their quote-unquote immunity status. But why I'm upset about this is I think there's a lot of people with antibodies, natural antibodies, that, you know, why can't they show a blood test that they have antibodies? And the reason why I'm a fan of the blood test is because I think a lot of these vaccination cards and proof of vaccination are fake. I think a lot of people have fake cards. Yet a blood test that has your name and your date of birth is pretty hard to fake. I've told you guys this. If somebody says, oh, yeah, I am completely vaccinated, I'm like, when did you get your vaccine? December and January. Well, your immunity is already, you know, waning. And you could be lying. You could have gotten or what about those injections where it was just air or saline? I mean, I know that was rare, but I can't be convinced that you are, quote, 100% vaccinated. I can't be convinced that. So parents are hoping that less teachers get the virus, teachers give the kids the virus less, and I get it. It would be nice. Trust me, I'm not against that as a goal. I think herd immunity is a fantastic goal. I just don't think it's realistic. And I also think we can't compromise our American values and our liberties and freedoms for something that, you know, isn't necessarily going to, isn't necessarily true. You know, if a vaccinated individual is still spreading the virus and somebody with antibodies, you know, has higher immunity, I just don't understand why a patient with immunity doesn't get counted. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Richard on the line calling from Sarasota. Hi, Richard, how are you?
Good, Dr. Dolly. Listen, I'd like to make the point to you and your audience that what's going on with these mandates is that the government is actually just trying to train us to get used to things, to set political and judicial precedences, so the next things that come down, right, that we'll all be kind of used to it. And that sounds kind of conspiratorial, but I thought through this a lot. I'm not a conspiratorial kind of guy, but I got friends at airlines that are going to lose their jobs, high asset guys, people that it costs $100,000 to train them to get to where they are, former military pilots. And there's no exceptions for antibodies or anything like that. This is training by the government to get us used to mandates, climate change, vaccines, whatever you want to call it. Nothing to do with health. You and I know the death rate is 0.5, plus or minus a little bit. It's just training. What are your thoughts on that?
Richard, that's not conspiracy at all. You are, you're not that far off. I think we all figured out something was up when the masks that were really limited and they weren't passing out N95 respirators for us to protect ourselves. They were telling us to just put stuff over our face. That wasn't science. That was a mandate. That was just an order and seeing a visual of all of us following suit. As a doctor, I think N95 masks help, but as I've said before, putting something over your face and having that visual of everybody following suit, that has to do more with like what you said. The government wanted to see, it was kind of a test of, are they going to listen to us? And if somebody is really worried about our immunity and really worried about us per se of getting COVID, why won't they let us do a blood test and show us the antibodies? It just doesn't make sense. And some studies have shown that the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine offer better immunity than natural. Other studies have shown natural immunity is better. But at least listen to us. Let us, I mean, even pretend like you care. The fact that they won't even listen to that as an option then starts to make them lose their credibility on what is it that they really want. Is it that they want to know that we'll take a shot in the arm, or that they really want us to be immune to a virus?
Well, it makes perfect sense when you approach it from the, we are training you to comply with government mandates. I mean, to the point where people are losing their jobs. You're being told you're not going to be able to provide food, clothing, shelter, pay your mortgage, your rent, your car payment, or whatever, and not even offering the option for antibodies. That makes sense, and that's the only thing that makes sense, because otherwise they would go, well, what other options are there? How can we prevent people from losing their jobs, not being able to live their lives as they normally would? It's like you will comply. One other point I wanted to make is, it's obviously a tragedy when a child dies from a sickness or something like that, but I did some research back in March of 2020, and there are an average in Florida of about 10 to 12 pediatric flu deaths a year just in the state of Florida. You being a doctor would know more than that, and that's far below probably or close to the number of COVID, children that have died in the state, maybe even in a couple states. So it really frustrates me when these parents, I'm not sending my kid back to school until I know it's safe. Well, what is safe? No child will ever die of the flu or influenza or something like that. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, exactly. And we've spoken about that too, Richard, where, flu, if we're doing all this for children and COVID, then there's a huge argument for there to be then, parents or school officials going, well, wait a second, why aren't we mandating flu shots? Why aren't we, mandating 6 feet social distancing when other colds and pneumonias and things like that affect our children? All this attention is just on COVID, which makes us wonder, where does it stop? And I hate the flu. I think the flu puts kids at risk, but we've been going to school for years with the flu and without mandating a flu vaccine. Does that mean now from here on out it's going to be the flu, or it's going to be I foresee that a bunch of parents are going to homeschool their kids, and when parents homeschool their kids, they're going to be like, well, now I don't have to get the other pediatric vaccine. So they're actually hurting public health by doing this.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. The CDC website, go check out STDs. There are 20 million new infections a year from STDs, and most of those are in the 18 to 24-year-old age group. So why aren't we, requiring college students before they go back to college to get a STD-free certificate before you step on campus? This is all... It's just more evidence for this is all for COVID. If 3 years ago I had the flu twice in the last 5 years, once put me in the hospital, once I could barely get out of bed. If I'd made a video 2 years ago that said, I'm tired of getting sick from this flu thing, you all got to wear a mask over your face and get the flu injection, people would have gone, dude, how selfish are you? Look, it's a free country. I'll get it if I want to. It's just amazing how quickly the propaganda has changed the psychology of the society.
I agree, Richard, and it does kind of scare me a little bit, because there's just no wiggle room, there's just no discussions, and if you can't have an open discussion and you get silenced for bringing up, I brought up that there was a pill Merck was working on, and I got a naughty note from Facebook saying the next time this happens I'll be kicked off, and I don't understand that, because it was a headline. It's like all these these algorithms are out to find and get us if we're trying to have conversations about, and I mean, they have no idea where I stand on vaccines. All I was doing was bringing up that Merck had molnupiravir. But apparently it triggered something to censor me. And so the fact that we're getting censored starts to make you wonder, because in science, you never censor. You want scientists to go, hey, guys, what if we do this? What about this? What about this? And the fact that they don't even want us to even have these discussions, it scares me, because it's that means there's another ulterior motive.
No, you're right. And, you know, you seem to be a libertarian from what I've watched and heard from you. There shouldn't be any more doubt in your mind what's going on here. It's training. They want to set political and judicial precedents. And when other mandates come down, they have political clout and judicial precedents so that they can get us to do what they want to do.
And
they, well,
and lockdowns.
And politicians that said so, yeah. We voted on it.
And lockdowns as well, once they flip the switch. Thank you, Richard. Yes. I appreciate your input. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Louisiana's largest health system, Ochsner Health, is going to now levy fines against vaccinated individuals if their spouse didn't vaccinate or domestic partner. So it's one thing for the, you know, the work to mandate, not that I'm a fan of that at all, individuals, employees, but now it's extending to your family members. Well, the catch is the family member is using the health system's insurance and benefits. So that's how they have that control. We want to hear from you guys, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So those who work for Louisiana's largest health system, Ochsner Health, it's not going to affect the kids yet, the children of employees, but a biweekly payroll deduction is going to start in 2022, and it's going to cap at $2,400 a year, so averaging $200 a month. So probably $100 a paycheck if your spouse or domestic partner doesn't want to get the vaccine. Now, why are they doing this? Well, CEO Warner Thomas reported that the reality is the cost of treating COVID-19, particularly for patients requiring intensive inpatient care, is expensive. And we spent more than $9 million on COVID care for those who are covered on our health plans over the last year. Now, I take it a step further. I don't want employers paying for your health insurance. I don't like the idea of employers being all up in your business. I think employers are already too much in your business. And so this wouldn't be happening if employers didn't have to pay for you and your spouse's insurance. So I see both sides. And they are apparently a self-insured organization. According to NBC News, Ochsner bears the cost of COVID treatment for patients who are on their insurance plan. Unvaccinated people account for the vast majority of the health system's COVID patients, which then makes you wonder, well, do the vaccinated, you know, people and partners have to pay as well? But you know, I get if I was an employer, and I'm now required to shell out all this money, and my premiums are now skyrocketing, and my employees are like, nah, you just keep paying the extra rate. I'm going to do what I do. I see why an employer is like, look, we're going to share the cost then. So I could see that. But the problem I have is, why is the employer even involved? For now, your spouse or domestic partner has to make a decision on the vaccine. If not, you lose income. It just, I don't know, it just seems creepy to me. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Dr. Anthony Fauci argued Sunday on CNN's State of the Union that people confuse religious with philosophical objections.
There are precious few religions that actually say you cannot do that. I mean, very, very few. I mean, literally less than a handful. But people, you know, sometimes confuse a philosophical objection with a religious objection. When you talk about actually established religions, there are so few of those that actually will not allow you to get vaccinated.
Centrist Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat of West Virginia, is insisting that natural gas be allowed to have a central role in President Biden's clean energy agenda, which puts him on a collision course with Democratic lawmakers who worry he will have the power to water down what they see as a once-in-a-generation opportunity to address climate change. This is USA Radio News. Former New Jersey Governor Republican Chris Christie said on Sunday that 2020 presidential candidate Joe Biden is now officially dead and buried after the president went to Capitol Hill in an attempt to break an impasse among Democrats on a bipartisan infrastructure bill and a massive social spending package.
2020 Joe Biden is now officially dead and buried. Oh. The guy who ran against the progressives, ran against Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, ran to be a uniter in this country, ran saying he was going to force compromise. And he went up to Capitol Hill and he capitulated to the progressives, the liberals, and his party.
Biden went to Capitol Hill on Friday to try to ease tensions between members of his party, though his efforts to unify Democrats were not successful. U.S. stock indexes were set to open lower on Monday as most big technology stocks were pressured by an uptick in Treasury yields, while Tesla shares rose after reporting a record number of electric vehicle deliveries. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, I've already kind of spoken to you guys about how I think we're aware that there are thousands, maybe millions of vaccine cards that flooded the system during the mandates, and many people have gotten a hold of fake vaccine cards. And so if you want to prove to me that you have immunity towards COVID, you would think a blood test would probably be a safer bet. Nobody wants that. They just want to see the card. So if you tell me you're vaccinated against COVID, I don't.
I don't know. I don't know if it's fake. I don't know if you're lying. I don't, you know, I'm not convinced that you have immunity towards COVID. And doesn't matter, because even if you do have immunity towards COVID, you could still spread it. So I'm a little confused at the government's message, which we've discussed, because if it's really about immunity and really about herd immunity, don't you want to see people's actual immunity, not a fake vaccine card that could be out there? So we're being told that some health experts are saying we need to reach 90% vaccinated to now reach herd immunity, and not the 70 or 75% originally touted. Now, maybe it's because those people who say they're vaccinated might not be vaccinated, or those of us who did vaccinate early, our immunity could be waning. So, I mean, by December, am I going to be allowed to travel, or is my vaccine too old? I don't know. Well, in addition to there being floods of fake vaccine cards that have, they get caught. I don't know if everybody gets caught. But Dr. Fauci is addressing the religious flooding of exemptions, or religious exemption flooding. And remember I told you guys about a couple weeks ago, expect religious exemptions to start being scrutinized and then disavowed or blocked. Because the government is going to next talk to all these religious leaders and go, what's up with this? And many religious leaders are going to say, not in our religion. We're not saying anti-vaccine, not us. You know, everybody's scared right now of the government. So a lot of religious leaders are going to say, it's not in our Bible, not in our Bible, not in the Bible, not in the Bible. Obviously, it's not in the Bible because we didn't really vaccinate in biblical times. And so, you know, I'm Jewish. I don't know where in the Bible it'll say, you know, we can't vaccinate. But when you're religious, depending on whatever religion you are, you don't worship the same way as your neighbor. You don't worship the same way as the person sitting next to you in church. You know, you have your own philosophy. You have your own compass. You might pray to God differently than they do. You might do your fast differently. And so even though in religions we have guidelines, no two people worship the same. But what's going to happen is there's going to be government officials saying, look, guys, you know, if you're saying you have to be exempt from a vaccine due to religion, you need to list your exact religion here. Well, religion is very personal. So Dr. Fauci, in an interview, says many people are confusing religious exemptions or issues with philosophical ones. And he says there are very few religions that actually prevent you from getting a vaccine. He's not wrong on that, but you already see what we predicted. You already see what's going to be happening is those people that don't want it. Mind you, I got the vaccine. I'm going to get the booster. I'm a fan of the vaccine, but I am not a fan of somebody losing their religious liberties or their constitutional liberties. I think we should still be able to have certain choices, especially when we're dealing with things that aren't 100% safe and their side effects, which we're going to talk about as well. So when Fauci says legitimate claims to religious exemptions from vaccine mandates are scarce, and some of them might have to do with the HEK cells that originated decades ago from an aborted fetus. I mean, there's all sorts of reasons why people might say they don't want this, but I really believe that you know, a lot of people are wanting natural immunity. They don't want to. They've been trained by us, by doctors, by public health officials, that natural immunity is crucial, and you need to boost your immune system. You need to protect your immune system. You can't be sitting home playing a video game. You have to be around others. Our kids have to be around other kids. Why? Because we need to build up natural immunity. And so a lot of, I think, the philosophical differences are people want to have that natural immunity. They don't want to rely on a vaccine that's going to wane in immunity. The thing is, the argument on the other side, being devil's advocate, is natural immunity may wane. So, you know, it's, again, does that mean we mandate? No, I'm still not a fan of mandating. So, for those of you that think you're in the clear because you have a quote-unquote religious mandate, if we get any more waves of COVID, and we could. Or if there's any other, I don't know, somebody gets some other bug up their butt, your religious exemption might not protect you. And it's really interesting because, and again, I don't like anybody comparing any, you know, lesser atrocity to the Holocaust. The Holocaust was one of the worst atrocities. But I do understand the comparisons of government behavior. And many people, like remember with France and the original breakup of France during World War II? People thought they were safe because they're like, okay, but look, you know, I'm a part of, you know, I'm part of the country that's, we kind of have already a little deal going. The deal doesn't last. Your exemption, your safety net doesn't last. Those cops, when they used Jewish police officers to round up Jews to take to the railroads, and the Jewish police officers thought they and their families would be safe because they're working on the side with the government, and then they got killed too. I mean, when you, I don't like seeing this sort of behavior. I am pro public health. I am pro vaccine. I just don't like what I'm seeing. And we are predicting this, these moves over and over and over again. And being told that your quote unquote religious exemption might not be quote unquote legitimate, the writing's on the wall. And then beyond the vaccine, a lot of people ended up going to get the vaccine. All right. You know, they were forced to. They didn't want to. There's one case of a woman dying very publicly. Her family said she didn't want the vaccine. She's a young 37-year-old mom, ends up dying. We'll talk about that case. Very sad. But some people could get goaded into getting it done, et cetera. But if at all they with vaccines are able to diminish and unvalidate somebody's religious ideology, then what are they going to do for other things? I mean, we saw what happened with religion during COVID. You couldn't go to church. You couldn't go to temple. There had to be a limit on the number of people. There was no limit on riots, but there were limits on being able to worship. So religion is also under attack. Now, I get it. Somebody who wants everybody getting vaccinated, they don't want somebody to lie and go, well, I'm of the, I don't know, Dr. Smith religion, and it's my religion, and I don't want to get the vaccine. And I get it, because if they want to control, if they have people say, well, you know, then fine, then I'm the Dr., I don't know, Ernie and Bert religion, or I am Mrs. Blues Clues, I don't know, whatever. People, I get that they don't want people to come up with stuff and pull stuff out of their butts and use it as an exemption when they're trying to do public health. I can understand their concern with that. But once they attack religious exemptions, once they attack people that, you know, want to have a certain belief and minimize it and diminish it in the public eye, what else is next? It's just kind of concerning. 1-877-DOCTORDALI, 1-877-DOCTDALI.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. It's not your phone. You don't have to keep shutting it off and turning it back on. Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook Messenger, they all went down. They went down worldwide. So that's why we haven't been able to do our Facebook Live for the show. So it's not you. It's everybody. Okay? It went down a couple hours ago. According to Down Detector, the issue started around 11:44 Eastern Time. Tens of thousands of users reported problems connecting. It has to be millions, I would think. All I know is I can't connect. So I can't do Facebook Live. We're doing some recordings, then we'll put it up there. Which is why, you know, if you want the Dr. Dolly Show, you got to listen to it. Right? You got to listen to it on your local radio station, GCN Live, TalkStream Live, iHeartRadio. We're here. Anyway, NetBlocks, which tracks internet outages and their impact, estimate the two-hour-plus outage has cost the global economy $160 million and sent the Facebook share price down more than 5%. We don't know why the outage is happening. Dane Necht, Senior Vice President of Cloudflare, says the Facebook Border Gateway Patrol protocol routes used by networks to deliver internet traffic have been, quote, withdrawn from the internet. Cybersecurity expert Kevin Beaumont wrote on Twitter, this one looks like a pretty epic configuration error. Facebook basically doesn't exist on the internet right now. Even their authoritative name server ranges have been BGP withdrawn. For those of you that are science techie, you probably know what all that means. I don't. I just, my guess is when you're online or on the computer, there's some pretty big footprints that you leave, and those footprints are nowhere to be seen. The three social media servers, all owned by Facebook, run on a shared back-end infrastructure, creating a, quote, single point of failure, according to experts. So the fact that whenever you diagnose something, you have to look at the root. And so when you see just one leg hurt, okay, well, then you know, you go as proximal to the distal injury as possible. But when it's a focal point before it, what's the word for it? Central. We just call it central. All right. Well, yeah, maybe I can't really do the whole medical analogy with this. Anyway, so they say it wasn't just the main Facebook apps going down. Other services like Workplace and Oculus were down. Oh, now I play a lot of Oculus. Oculus is really cool. Oculus is this VR headset, and I do these games where you're really kind of working out a lot. You're doing a racquetball. Even the ping pong makes you sweat. There's a boxing one. There's a Beat Saber, but the Beat Saber I've done so much that it doesn't really get my heart rate up as much, you know, because you're already kind of conditioned. But Oculus, you know, a lot of these things, you get some exercise with it, so they're really cool. They say there's been a number of social media outages in recent months, with Instagram going down for 16 hours last month. All Facebook platforms were down in June. On Twitter, Facebook communications executive Andy Stone said they were aware some people were having trouble accessing Facebook apps and products. We're working to get things back to normal as quickly as possible, and we apologize for any inconvenience. Now, for those of you not on social media, you're looking at a bunch of us like we're idiots. And you're looking at us like, why the hell are we even caring? And why are we so dependent on it? I agree. I mean, I use Facebook a lot for my show. And it did. It caused a little bit of a little stir this morning. So what? So I use my phone, I videotape, we get around. But it does make you nervous when there's a platform that you use, you know, in order to check on family members and make sure everybody's okay. I'll get an alert that somebody crashed, or there was a crash, or there was a bicyclist who dies, or whatever. And then I try to reach out to, you know, my friends and family members to know that they're okay. Well, one way to do that is, you know, if they're on Facebook. Then you know, okay, well, they're obviously okay, and they weren't the ones in that accident. Otherwise, you're calling and texting, you know, hundreds of people. So this is concerning because something like this starts to make you wonder, is this a foreign entity that's hacking? If Facebook, and Facebook is probably one of the most, I don't want to say secure, but one of the largest entities in the cyber world, if they lose their poop and they have a problem such as this, which is pretty big, then none of us are safe in terms of our computer systems at work, in terms of the government, you know? And so people are so dependent. In fact, you know, Instagram, apparently people on these platforms have been going to Twitter saying, look, Instagram and friends are having a little bit of a hard time right now, and you may be having issues with them. Bear with us. We're on it. Why? I mean, people are, like, really struggling. People are really, I mean, yeah, you know, it's just a social media platform, but it's not. These social media platforms have now turned into, this is where we get our news. This is how we communicate with our family members. This is how we run business, do business. You know, there's a friend of mine who somehow got canceled on Facebook. We don't know why. And doesn't really say anything political, but some algorithm kicked him out. He uses Facebook for his business. That's his number one marketing. You could say, okay, well, you know, your fault. You shouldn't have gone to Facebook. Where else do you go? You know, we really have these issues. We really are dependent on one single vein of communication. What, that's scary. I mean, that's why communist countries have so much control, because they could control those one or two veins. China, too. I mean, you know, with movies, you think, oh, man, this is such a pain in the butt because I have to have a Netflix, and then I have to have an Apple TV, and I have to have a subscription for Hulu, and a subscription for Peacock, and a subscription. And I don't have every subscription, but I want to see Ted Lasso, and I think I have an Apple phone, so I think it's free. I don't know, but I know we have Apple TV. I know we have Netflix. We have Disney because of Mandalorian, although I don't know how much longer I'm going to keep the Disney Plus. But, you know, when you're thinking to yourself, well, this is ridiculous. There's just so many. Why can't there just be one? Well, that's why. Something goes down. So I am kind of concerned. This is a little odd. We'll keep you guys posted on that, but it's not you. One thing that was kind of interesting, luckily regular TV worked because I watched the Bucks game. I watched the Dallas game. I watched the Packers game. It was a good football day yesterday. Very good football day. But what was very interesting was Tom Brady came back to Foxborough to play the Patriots. And that had to have been pretty emotional because he was with his Patriots ever since he was drafted. And to now play against him and try to kick their butts, you almost wonder, did he go a little easy on them? I mean, you know, he didn't want to lose to the Patriots once he left. He wanted to win, but they only won by like a point or two. 2 points, I think. Yeah, it was a 1917 win. But all eyes were on Tom Brady and Coach Belichick. And Bill Belichick did come up at the end to give him a hug. He said a couple words, but it seemed really cold and really fast. Not that Belichick is a real warm and fuzzy sort of guy. And so people thought that, ooh, wow, there is some ice between those two. Well, it turned out, actually, that Belichick did have a 20-minute one-on-one with Brady. A source said that Belichick had reached out to arrange a meeting with Brady leading into the game. And Brady said, we've had a personal relationship for 20-plus years. He drafted me here. We had a lot of personal conversations that should remain that way. They're very private. And I agree with Tom Brady. He said, I would say so much is made of our relationship and nothing is really accurate that I ever see. It definitely doesn't come from my personal feelings or belief. So apparently there was a private meeting with Belichick, which came after they shared an embrace on the field. And it was a very odd moment between the two, but now you know why. They spent some time together, and so it looks like they're good. They're all good. You just need to know that. In order for the universe to still function, you need to know that Belichick and Tom Brady still get along. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.